Welcome to a new week, and what I want to do today is actually talk about Hecate as a daimon, because I did my Demon of the Week video on Saturday, which was about Hecate, and a number of people actually mentioned in the comments that Hecate is not a demon or daimon. And, you know, disagreed with this, obviously. So what I wanted to do was kind of address that and explain why various people do consider Hecate and such other gods and goddesses to be demonic. Now, if you had asked me or mentioned this several years ago, I would have agreed that Hecate is not demonic. And please note, I am trying to use the word daemon or demonic instead of demon to try and disassociate that idea that, you know, the Christianized, Westernized, Latinized variation of the word that it became. And I'll actually get into that a bit later as well. But, I would have disagreed. I would have, agreed with everybody in the comments that, Hecate is not a daemon. However, having then gotten into demonolatry, and again, when I came across this information within demonolatry, it kind of struck me as a bit odd, and I had to question it. And through my questioning, I came to understand why Hecate is considered to be a daemon. And it's not just Hecate, it is a variety of other entities. I mean, we say Leviathan is a daemon. Why? If Hecate is not a daemon, then why is Leviathan a daemon? Just because it's considered to be this evil spirit, which is then reverting back to the Christianized idea of demonizing various gods and goddesses. I mean, if you consider Leviathan to be a daemon, then, you know, Leviathan is a primordial being. Now, if we do go into the Greek and we have a look at Hecate, someone did mention that Hecate is a titaness. Yes, part of the Titans. If we have a look at the Titans, the Titans were the primordial beings. So why would we say that Leviathan is a demon and Hecate is not? And this is where the difficulty comes in. And obviously, you know, this is something, you know, when we're talking to people, people use various terminology, various words, and they have specific reasons why they use those words. And unfortunately, words have changed and altered over the centuries. I mean, you know, this is not like saying, what's the definition of an apple? It's a fruit or a color. This is, these are words which have morphed and changed over millennia. You look at the word daimon from the Greek, that goes back to at least 3000 BCE. With the Minoans, you know, the lovely Proto-Indo-European folk that were found on the island, on the Greek island of Crete. But, you know, it's an old word. It's a very, very old word, and it has morphed and changed over the years through the various philosophers and psychology. It had an aspect within psychology, which then altered it somewhat more. But anyway, I'm going to get into that. I want to talk about demonolatry first, but yeah, I think you know what I'm trying to say is that we need to understand what people are meaning when they actually use various words and various phrases, because their definition of that word may not be the same as your definition of the word, and it's fine if you don't agree. I don't expect everybody to agree with what I believe and my understanding of things and definitions of words. We all have to come to our own understanding of things. But this is why it's important to understand other people's interpretations so you can understand why they're actually saying various things. To get back to starting with demonology itself. So if we, as I said, if we call some a spirit like Leviathan, which is a primordial being, to be a daemon, and Hecate not to be a daemon, that starts to cause questions in my own mind. All right. So within demonology itself, the word daemon is interpreted as being a divine intelligence. Okay. Now, when we consider, or we ask the question, what is a divine intelligence? This covers a lot of spirits. This covers spirits which have a higher vibrational frequency. They are divine. They are connected with divinity. And again, we have to consider various interpretations and uses of words and how people personally interpret things. What is divinity compared to what is a deity? For instance, some people will say that they're the same thing. I don't. I consider divinity to be this overall energy, force, power, which is everything. And therefore, gods, goddesses, demons, angels, land spirits, fae, jinn, people, human beings are all part of that divinity. They all make up that divinity. Okay? So that's divinity. And then we have the deities. All right. Now, when we consider that, there are various spirits which we may consider to be intermediaries between ourselves and divinity. Okay. At the same time, depending on how you're viewing things, we are that intermediary. We do not need an external spirit. And therefore, we have to consider what is an external spirit. An external spirit would be something which is independent, individuated from yourself, okay? Separated from you. And there is nothing which is separated from us. Yes, we have individuals. We are individuals, but we are not separated, okay? So when we talk about intermediary between ourselves and divinity, there really is no intermediary actually. We are the intermediary. We are divinity to begin with. All we need to do is realize that, okay? However, in various interpretations and how we view things and how we process things, we do have intermediaries which, are intermediaries between ourselves and divinity. And in many cases, this is considered to be our higher self, our holy guardian angel, our personal daimon, our fetch mate, etc., etc., etc. That's usually considered to be the intermediary. Now, it's possible that this higher self, this holy guardian angel, is the intermediary between ourselves and the deities. Then we have the deities, which are intermediary between ourselves and divinity. Again, this isn't exactly what I believe, but I'm trying to kind of expand the whole thing into you have to understand how other people interpret various things. I've gotten very bright. Let me see if I can turn my. There we go. My exposure's down. Suddenly got very bright all of a sudden, I don't know why. Anyway. Where was I? Okay, so in demonology, daimon is considered to be divine intelligence, and that covers everything. That covers your angelic beings, your demonic beings, your gods and your goddesses. So that includes Hecate and everybody else. Now, we might say that this is taking liberties, it's just taking a word and kind of just expanding it as much as we can so that we don't have to try and convince people or try and understand what this actually means. Okay, that's fine. So let's get into the actual Greek, the word daimon, daimon. So if we do have a look at this word from 3000 BCE, so that was over 5000 years ago. And this is probably or possibly the earliest recording of the word. There is mention of scholars from the 8th century. I'm not sure if that was BC or BCE or CE or AD, whichever. But there was the use, originally there was the use of the word daimon to kind of encompass all of it. Divinity and gods and goddesses and all spirits, okay? And then it got separated because there wasn't a separation between daimon or daimoness and theo or theoi, which, you know, really translates to god or gods. So eventually came the separation of theoi, which then separated this god aspect and this daimon aspect. So this daimon aspect really meant unknowable or invisible. Now, when we consider this unknowable aspect, we are then talking about that which is beyond our own comprehension. It is the what I talk about, the omnil, the all-nothing. So the omnil is everything that we can conceive, we can interpret, we can put into a box, we can categorize, etc., etc. So it's everything we can kind of comprehend. Then we have the no-thing, which is everything we cannot comprehend. So this is the unknowable. And this is where from various evolution of the word itself, became the daimon. So we have the theoi and then the daimoness. And that became the unknowable, the divinity. Okay, so that's the divinity. That's not even the gods and goddesses now. This has gone beyond the gods and goddesses, and now this is divinity. But anyway, so this word evolved, all right, and then we came into Plato and people like that, and the word daimon actually got so many various interpretations, and it included ghosts, it included lesser spirits, it included tutelary spirits, but it also included thonic heroes, and it included gods themselves, deities. So this word daimon has come to mean everything from spirits which are the helpers of the gods, to being the gods themselves, to being the unknowable, the invisible, the actual divinity. So, you know, when we ask somebody, what does daimon mean? We have to find out what their own personal interpretation of the word is, because it could be anything relating to all of this stuff. It depends on their own understanding of the word itself and where they took that knowledge from. You know, one person could have taken their knowledge from psychology, in which case it is really just part of your own psyche. Another person could have taken it from this idea that it was divinity, that it was the unknowable, the separation of the daimones from the theoi. And I'm sorry if I am pronouncing the Greek badly. I'm not a Greek speaker myself. I'm terrible with languages, actually, to be totally honest with you. But I think you probably understand why I use this term daimon or daimon, which became the Latin, as an interpretation of Hecate. Now, within demonolatry, okay, we do, as I said, the word daimon does mean divine intelligence, which can encompass many, many, all of the spirits, really. They're all divine intelligences. Gods, goddesses, angels, demons. Now, what we find within demonolatry is there is a focus in the ancient Middle East. So Sumeria, Mesopotamia, Egypt, even extending through to Greek because of the Greco-Egyptian correlation. So, you know, that whole area is kind of a focus of demonolatry when it comes to a pantheon. So that does include Hecate, Pan. But there is also a large focus on thonic spirits. And Hecate is a thonic spirit, a chthonic hero. But also, if we consider a daimon to be an intermediary between ourselves and divinity, or between ourselves and the gods, what is that intermediary between ourselves and the deities? You know, between ourselves and the gods and goddesses. That intermediary is a gatekeeper. is a doorkeeper, is a keykeeper, is the one that opens the way for us to go and talk to the gods and goddesses. Okay? Again, this depends on your own interpretation of what this is. This keykeeper, this doorkeeper, this gatekeeper. And Hecate is this keykeeper, this doorkeeper, this gatekeeper. She is the opener of the ways. She is the keeper of the keys. Okay, so even from the point of view that a daimon is intermediary of between ourselves and the gods, that is Hecate also. So again, it all comes down to how do you interpret the word and how do other people who are trying to communicate an idea interpreting the word. You have to consider that, all right? If you don't agree to using the word daimon and you prefer to call Hecate a titaness or a goddess, that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But are you right in saying that Hecate is not a daimon? Yes and no. In your interpretation, no, she's not. In other people's interpretations, yes, she may be. So, you know, this is why I say we have to communicate, we have to talk to people, we have to understand what they mean when they use particular terms, which may be a little confusing to you, okay? All I'm really saying. But I did want to just address this because there were quite a number of people who were saying, you know, disagreeing that Hecate is a daimon. And as I said, at one stage I would have agreed with you, but being presented with the idea, which struck me as kind of odd, I went down a rabbit hole and had to discover why other people are calling this goddess a demon. And that's the kind of the answer I came to anyway. Right. So that's it for this week. Next week, I was actually going to talk about lusting after results when doing spell work and such things today, but I thought this was more important, so I'll do that one next week, Monday. But anyway, that's it. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.